Hey everyone, I haven't done an audio booth forever, so I'll make a quick one. I went into work yesterday and they had a little pre-Oscar party, or actually it was going on during the Oscars. I have kind of a, well, my job is I'm kind of in and out of the office, so I just went in there briefly and one of the workers said, "Oh, how Kevin, have some pizza," and I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I grabbed about three or four slices. I just had multiple toppings, and I went into the break room and started to eat them, and I got to one, and I got this nasty taste, and I figured out what it was. It's not one of my toppings. I don't do this topping, and I'm not gonna tell you what topping is, but I'm gonna let a song tell you. But it's just not for me on anything. It doesn't go. It's just not one of my favorite foods. So let's see. This is a great band from Boston. I'm not even sure I'm supposed to be doing this, but they'll tell you what topping I put on and why I. It made me think of this song, and I have this song on my external hard drives. This band I went to concerts like multiple times when I was a teenager. I was in the 80s when they were really big. They had Angel in the Centerfold, but here's the song.
This is the story of a young couple in Portland, Maine. While waiting for her husband Don to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she dials and is told,
"Don't move, lady. We'll be right over."
Placing the phone back on the book, she turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway. Before she realizes what's happening to her, she's rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation. Alone, fearing her escape impossible, she seeks comfort in the arms of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a... Don, now chain smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars. Bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
Rachel, turn on. Rolling the dice.
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
"Say, Don, there's sure something familiar about that bowling ball."
To which a terrified Don replies,
"Oh my God! That bowling ball! It's my wife!"
And the lesson we learn from this story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say,
"No anchovies, please."